Getting recent questions about inyanim related to yichud. Not everybody, but a lot of people are dating, and a new challenge that people are facing various yichud questions. Yichud is always applicable even when you're not dating and even when you're married. But we're going to try to focus a little bit on particularly those who are dating, what shailas may come up and how to deal with them. So let's first just go through the background of yichud. The Gemara in Sanhedrin, Daf Chaf Aleph Amud Beis, wants to know the source of yichud, and the Gemara says that number one, yichud deraisahu. Yichud is an issa deraisa. The Amar Rabbi Yochanan Mishum Rabbi Shimon ben Yehotadok remez li yichud min haTorah minayin. What's the hint in the Torah that yichud is a problem? Shneamar ki yisischa achicha ben imecha. That when your brother from your mother tries to get you to do avodah zarah, v'chi ben aim meisis ben av eino meisis, only your brother who's from your mother is going to be meisis you, is going to try to get you to do avodah zarah, but a brother from your father's side won't attempt to give you to get you to do avodah zarah. We learn from a very strange source here that ben misyachad imo, that a son is allowed to have yichud with his mother. That's what we learn from here. Ve'ein acher misyachad im kol arayos shebetorah. We learn that it's a special heter that a son and mother could have yichud with each other. All other arayos, there's an iser to have yichud. This is the source, this is the remez of yichud min haTorah. Now there's much discussion whether it's deraisa or derabanan. On one hand, the Gemara calls it a remez. On the other hand, the Gemara says yichud deraisa. The Rambam refers to yichud as a divrei kabbalah. The Achron argued, does that mean divrei kabbalah that's really a lesser level than deraisa? Or no, Rambam really means it's a deraisa, just the source may not be explicit. Everybody agrees though, it's definitely usher. Yichud is definitely usher. So who exactly is included under the issa deraisa of yichud of one man, one woman? Who's included under the issa deraisa? So the Gemara already tells us that kol arayos shebetorah, all the arayos, and the Rambam reiterates that, number two, that asur liyachid im erva min ha'arayos, any one of the arayos, it's asur to have yichud with. Even a nida, Rashi, the Rambam goes on to say. What's the case of a nida? So if a person's wife is a nida, before they already had bir rishona, they had the chuppah, let's say. They got married, but she was nida, there's a chuppas nida. So they couldn't have relations, so there's an isra yichud of the husband and wife. After they once had bir rishona, there's no isra yichud anymore with a man and his wife who's nida. But a man and a single woman who is nida, in the state of being nida, nowadays every single woman who's single is nida, there's an isra deraisa to have yichud with a pnuya who's nida. That's bichlal, the isra deraisa of yichud. Now there's much discussion, just as a side point, whether Nida is Bechlau one of the Arayos or not. There's Asman the Arayos, Rav Yosef Engel discusses whether Nida is one of the Arayos. One hand you would say not, because all the Arayos would produce a Mamzer. A Nida would not produce a Mamzer. On the other hand, Nida is Bechlau the Parsh of Achrimos and Kedoshim included in the other Arayos. Now the Achronim would talk about what about the Yisurim, the Chayvei Lavin, that you can't marry one of the Chayvei Lavin. For example, a Kohen can't marry a Grusha, or a Kohen Gadol cannot marry an Almana. It's a Lav for those to marry each other. Is that going to be included under this category of Yichud Deraisa? That's a Machlokes Poskim. Beis Shmuel says, Bechlal the Issa Yichud Deraisa, you would include even the Chayvei Lavin would also be considered an Issa Deraisa of Yichud. The Pischei Tshuva quotes an opinion that they would not be included under the Issa Deraisa of yichud. Kohen hedyot to a grusha, or a kohen gadol to an almana. Now there are others also, by the way. Now the Gemara in Avodah Zarah takes the iser yichud to step further. We up until now we've addressed the iser deraisa of yichud, but the Chachamim decided to make an iser derban and expand the application of the iser yichud. Actually, before I go, let me just make one point here. Within the Issa Deraisa, we said all arayos are aser. You can't have yichud with any of the arayos. So we said a mother and son's allowed. The Gemara said explicitly, a mother and son can have yichud. So too a father and daughter could have yichud. So too grandparents and grandchildren could have yichud with each other also. Also, there's a special head that we won't get into. An interesting discussion. A brother and sister are also allowed to have yichud with each other. Those are the only ones allowed. Parents and grandparents, brother and sister, and of course, husband and wife, neither. All other arayos are asur. Uncles, aunts, nephews, son-in-laws, mother-in-laws, all isra yichud, one-on-one. So the Gemara in Avodah Zarah says that they expanded the isra yichud. Number five, Also, David, the gazer afila ayicha de pnuya. Even a single woman who is not one of the arayos, perhaps someone you're going out with, there's an iser yichud with the pnuya. And Tamidei Beis Shammai Beis Hillel added on a further application of yichud that afila ayicha devodas kochavim, even non-Jews would be bichlal and iser yichud on a derabbanan level. We're not going to discuss non-Jews now. Right, Leibowitz, I believe, gave a 10-minute halacha on housekeepers, so I'll leave that aside for now. But we see that a penuya, a single woman, someone you would date, is bechlal the isar yichud. Although it's derabanan, it's still aser, and that's going to be our focus.
Is the gzera of David talking about back in David's time where a penuya? Because we said before that according to the Rambam, that a woman now, a girl now, who say someone's dating is in either so that being under the isar deraisa. So according to the Gemara, we've been talking about.
Exactly. In times with David, he's referring to a penuya would go be tovelas in the mikvah, so she could eat taros or kudshim, whatever it was. But Gary, it's a great point. Nowadays, where single women do not go to the mikvah, they have a status of nida deraisa and would be bechlal the iser of yichud deraisa. Great point. Now the poskim argue what their basis was. Why did David come along and aser penuya?
The original Rambam is only referring to the
Daraisas. Yeah. Halacha Beis, he adds in the other ones. Okay. Everyone agrees to this. Now, just quickly, in terms of the nature, the reasoning behind why David was gozer, even on a penuya, there are two opinions. The Beis Shmuel says, why was he gozer in a penuya? Because they thought if you have yichud with a penuya, you may come to have yichud with one of the arayos. And the Taz there, right, and there's a riot in Rashi and Subas. Now, why were they goes there on a penuya, on a single woman? Because they're concerned if they're going to allow yichud with a penuya, that may lead to you having yichud with a penuya nida, which is an issa deraisa. So was the motivation of being goes there in a penuya because it might lead to one of the rayos, or was it because it might lead to a penuya nida? That was the discussion in the poskim, there's a Rashi and Ksubas. All right, just some food for thought. I'm not going to go into that. Now, with the Isser Yichud, there are two punishments that Shulchan Aruch tells us that one gets for violating the Isser Yichud. To show you how bad it is. It's a serious thing. It's not just time you're over an Isser. The Shulchan Aruch writes, and the whole discussion of Yichud is found in Evin HaEzer Simen Chav Beis. Not a very long simen. It's very easy if you want to go through it after getting some background. They're around 20 sifim, not huge. And it's pretty straightforward. So Shulchan Aruch writes Simen Chav Beis that if two people were to violate Yichud, makin es shnei makas mardos. You get a punishment. You get lashes. And machrizin aleim. They advertise and publicize the two people who violated this Isser Yichud. Not just stam and Isser. You get punished for it. The one exception is if someone had Yichud with an Eishes Ish, if you were to be machriz and give malchus for the man and the married woman, then there would be motzi laz on their children. People would claim there'd be mamzerim. But other than being miyache with an eshes ish, every other case of an eser yichud, there's lashes and there's a hachraza publicizing the people who violate. Now, up until now, we've discussed a one-on-one. A man and a woman. Now, are there any heterim for one man and one woman to be together in yichud? So there's a very famous heter the Gemara talks about. Pesach basuach l'shus harabim. If there's a wide opening to the Rishus harabim, the door is wide open, just push up shot, the door is wide open to the Rishus harabim. And the Shulchan Aruch quotes his lahalacha in Sif Tes, that bayis shepischu pasuach l'shus harabim, if the house has an opening, a doorway that's wide open to the public area, ein chashash l'isyached sham im he'erva. There's no concern that one may come to violate Isser, or where Yichud may not lead to anything beyond that. So the question that has to be discussed is, we have to define three things now. What's considered a Pesach? What's considered an opening? Just the door? What about a window? What's considered Pasuach? How open does it have to be? And thirdly, what's considered Rishus Rabbim? What's considered a public domain? Do you require a public domain like Hilchas Shabbos? You need 600,000 people like Rashi? Or do you need a 16 amos wide highway? Or based on the Hilchas Tumah, which for the Dinim of Tumah, without getting into it too much, three people create a Rishus HaRabim, a public domain, for purpose of Tumah. So those are three questions we have to analyze in understanding the heter of Pesach Pasuach Rishus HaRabim. So let's first analyze how open or how closed does the door have to be. So the Pesachei Teshuvah brings the following discussion. What if the door is closed but not locked? What would you say about that? Closed but not locked.
Depends, I guess, what's the why we want to pursue off.
Okay.
I mean, like, if you're going to say that, it's, I guess, a chashash of maybe someone can walk in on you, so maybe that would be sufficient. However, if it's a din of people seeing you, you know, being able to see in mamish, maybe that, you know, that would still not be okay.
Okay, so there's a machlokes. Pesachei Teshuvah brings two opinions. Again, if the door is closed but not locked, there are two opinions whether that's permitted or not. So the Rashba, number 13, writes that as long as it's not locked, it's okay. There's a heter of yichud. If the door is closed but not locked, then why? Because Rashba says, like Jake just explained, Shemi chonis acher shelo brishus. Someone might walk in and you're not knowing. You just barge right into the door, so people are going to be concerned not to do anything inappropriate. So there's a heter quoted in the Pesachei Teshuvah from the Rashba. So there are all many, many details of, you know, let's say the front door is here, you're all upstairs in the fourth floor. So they discuss this. We're not going to get into all those various details, but there is Machlokes Poskim about those different scenarios. So the Taras Yichud, this sefer I have here, which is a great sefer in Yichud, I recommend anybody who wants to know Halachas, he's the guy to buy, Taras Yichud. So he says, in number 14, I copied down what he says. The halacha, one is able to be lenient, and if the door is closed, even though it's not locked, you're in your parents' house, let's say, no one's home, and you close the door, as long as it's unlocked and your parents can walk in any time, you're allowed to, the yichud is permitted. But he says that's only true if you're actually concerned that somebody's going to walk in the house. But let's say your parents are away on vacation and no one's walking into your house, you can't close the door if the door is unlocked even. There's no heter for that. Furthermore, he says, the heter of the door being closed but not locked, that one's allowed to be home with the door closed and not locked, that's only true in the daytime and the beginning of the night, right when this night begins, whatever, 4 or 5 o'clock these days, where people usually walk in and out. But at nighttime, there's no heter. People are not walking in and out of the house at nighttime. And then he says, however, if you leave the door wide open, then it's permitted even at nighttime. I know there's a lot of details here. I'm trying to give you guys just a little flavor of some halachas, what kind of questions to ask. You're not going to walk away with all the halachal mice on the tip of your fingers, but to be familiar with some of the issues, this way you can at least know what kind of questions to be asking. Now, the Dovid Misharim talks about it even in a different case. There might be a heter if you close the door and have it locked. There might be a heter if you're in your parents' house, and your parents have a key, so your parents can just walk in any second with the key. But if nobody has access to the key, for sure it's not allowed. Now, what is considered an opening? We just discussed how open does it have to be. We said there's a heter for it to be closed, but not locked. But what's considered an opening? Is it only a door? So the post can point to Chuvas Noz Behuda, discussing a different topic, but he kind of just adds in number 19. He says, I bolded it, V'gam chalon o pesach pasuch l'rishis rabim ein bo mishum yuchid. Not only a doorway, but even a window. Even a window, if there's a window wide open to Rosh Hashanah, there's enough to be, that's a heter of Pesach Pasuach to Rosh Hashanah. However, it can't just be a window that people could see that there is a window. It has to be able to see inside the window, inside the room. Someone asked me a shaila once, they're on the second floor of a garden apartment, let's say, and there's a window that faces the Rosh Hashanah. So there's a window of Rosh Hashanah, shouldn't it be a heter? But people down below can't see inside. I see there is a window. I can't see inside the window. So the wind, it's only a good heter of there being a window if people actually see wherever you are. It's not alone. You can't like see part of the room. The whole room has to be visible from Rosh Hashanah.
Would you therefore say, I guess, hanging up by the window itself? would that be technically mutter then?
I think they discuss if you're like standing by the window, they're not concerned. Most poskim, Moshe may have been concerned that you're going to walk somewhere else. Yeah. I wouldn't advise it though. A lot of these stuff, talking very strictly halachically speaking, a lot of these circumstances would be advisable not to even, you know, put yourself in situations where you, even though you're standing by the window, you could see, you could just 2 seconds later walk to the back room. I wouldn't advise any of that anyways. But strictly halachically speaking, just to give you some ideas of what kind of questions to ask. Now, the Torah Yichud, the Sefer just points out, very practically speaking also, that you have to know the daytime, the nighttime, the windows work differently. Nighttime, so when your lights are on in the house, you can see very clearly inside, so the heter of the window will work. But during the daytime, often the sun will be reflecting off the windows, and I could see outside great, but they may not be able to see inside. You have to be very aware of what people from the outside could see.
Well, also it depends on what the reason is. If you don't know whether they can see or not, it's whether like you're scared or whatever. If you don't know what it looks like on the outside, it might not matter.
I hear that. If I assume, since I could see, they could see me.
So that might be fine, even though practice. Depends what the reason is, like with the door, or do they actually need to see you?
Right, but I guess you have to know whether, you have to know yourself.
If you're sure they can't see you, then right. Of course they're not. Right. I'm saying in the case of something, that might be an argument.
Right. Okay. And then, so that was the discussion of what's considered a opening. So we have now a doorway and a window would be considered an opening, assuming people could see inside fully. And the third issue we have to discuss in this special heter of Pesach Pesuch Rishus Harabim is what's considered a Rishus Harabim. What's considered a public domain? So the Pesachei Tshuva, number 21, raises the suffix, would three people be considered enough for Rishus Harabim for this heter? And most poskim allow that, meaning you don't have to have, my window doesn't have to be in a highway for it to be a heter. If I'm on a street where people go down pretty frequently, even though it's not 600,000 people, that's still enough. As long as three people are going to pass by the house in a pretty frequent time period, let's say 10 minutes, every 10 minutes someone will pass by, that's enough of a Rishus Harabim to apply this heter. So again, just to summarize, you want to ask a question first, or? Okay.
Is it that three people have to be out there at the time when you're in the house, or?
Good question. So the way that I understood it was that it's possible that someone's going to walk by every 10 minutes. So you're right. For Hilchos Tumah, three people have to actually be there at one time. For these purposes, it doesn't seem that they have to be there at one time, but three people live in that courtyard, so they're going to come in and out.
Let's say, does it have to be, people are going to be, looking around? Let's say you check on, a house on the street, mm-hmm. A frequent street, but not everyone looks into everyone else's house,
No, but still, if you're in the house and you see a car go by, you're going to get nervous. Okay. If you're doing something inappropriate.
Right.
So just to summarize the heter, we're talking about right now, one-on-one, man and woman, yichud. The only heter we have right now is Pesach Pesuch Rishus Harabim. If there's a door is open, or even closed but not locked, you're scared someone's going to walk in, or the window is wide open, you could see inside, as long as it's a place where people drive by, in a cabin up in the country, no one's going by your house, there's no heter for that. Even though the door is wide open, even if the window's wide open.
Can we assume those three people, whatever, someone might, I'll say the door closed, and they're not standing by the window, or the door's not open, whatever. So, we assume no one, parents aren't home, they're going to walk in. So, as we say, because those people are walking around, we assume they might come in, therefore they might be scared.
If they had theirs because of the door, so only someone you know will walk in, a random stranger won't walk in. If your parents are at work in the city and they're not coming home, that's not allowed. If it's a window, if people are going by your house, and the cars walking by, so that's
so different heter, door open versus door.
Yeah, I'm not getting to all the alumnus. I'm just trying to be very straightforward with Balak, but yeah, they are different in nature. So there are different circumstances now halach l'maisa about this particular heter. So the biggest question is going in a car. Is car going to be a problem of yichud? Right, the two of you are together. You're on a date. There are windows, and you're driving in the street where people pass by. So the Chor, that should be a good heter. And Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, Einech Hanami, yes, it's a good heter that the window's open, you're driving the car. Rosh Shlomo Zalman said, there's no concern you're going to turn off the road somewhere where it's quiet and no one's going to be there. He's not concerned with that. While Rav Moshe, in page number 4, was concerned with that possibility. Rav Moshe is very machmir in this regard. And dating would be very, very difficult. Rav Moshe says, So he says, number 23, he says there's a big concern that someone may turn off the road to somewhere quiet where nobody's around. It's going to be a big, big problem. He said, b'shas t'chap, if someone needs a ride and it's going to cause eiva, if you don't give them a ride, so then one's allowed to. Other than that, he's really not so happy with people going on dates. Now, Shlomo Zalman says he's not concerned with that. And I think so, the minhag olam, at least in our olam, there's definitely a heter for dating and going in cars one-on-one, but definitely do not drive in any areas where there are no people or cars around. Yeah.
What about parking a car?
As long as you're parking a car where people and cars are going by, that would be b'chlal the heter of Shlomo Zalman. But this is, of course, only in a case where you have non-tinted windows. If you have tinted windows, then there's no heter anywhere. It's illegal? Okay. So I assume everybody here keeps to the law then, if it's illegal, and it shouldn't be a concern. The front window is the problem. Okay, now there's another discussion. I'm not sure how halacha maisa this case is, but what about if you're on the roof of your house? Now, most of our houses don't have like roofs you could go on top of. That's in your apartment building, going on top of the roof. So whether or not there's a concern that someone may walk up from the downstairs to the roof, that's a discussion the poskim I'm not going to get into because it's not really so halach l'maisa. Now, we discussed what's considered rishus rabim when the heter applies. There are a few instances where... one other thing. Does this heter apply to any two people, any man and woman? Are there any exceptions where this heter will not apply if you're with a particular woman?
Heter
Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus Rabim. Right now, it seems that any man and woman together, if it's Pesach Pasuach L'Rishus Rabim, for all those conditions are made, so then there's a heter. However, the Piskei Tshuva says, Piskei Tshuva, I guess, adds, if it's with the parrot, someone, a guy who's particularly not so careful in keeping the mitzvahs, let's say, however you want to, unclear how to define them. Some people, I saw a post, can define a parrot as someone who watches TV. So I'm not sure what type of definitions to use for a parrot. But whoever a parrot is, that heter still applies to a parrot, writes the Piskei Tshuva. Others, however, say this heter does not apply if you're a parrot, whatever a parrot means, someone who... I'm not going to define parrots now, but...
Isn't that in the Shulchan Aruch itself?
Not about this heter. Other issues, yes, but about... Okay. Whether the heter applies to a parrot doesn't necessarily... the poskim on the Shulchan Aruch talk about it, but not the Mechaber himself. So the Torah Hayah Yichud just says, L'maskana, for that particular issue, B'shas D'chak, you could be Mekil for Pesach Basuch L'Rishis Rabim, if you're a parrot, for sure if the door is wide open. Now, there are a few cases that are Vadei Mokum, considered a place of Makom Shel Yichud. We discuss what's Rishis Rabim. It depends on different cases, but certain places are Miyuchad for places of Yichud. What are some of the examples? So it's a well-known Gemara in Brachos, the beginning of Brachos. Eliyahu sees, I forget who it was already, one of the Maram walk out of a churva, a place of abandoned building of some sort, destroyed building. He says, what are you doing in there? That's Davin. He said, you shouldn't Davin in there. And the Gemara says there are three reasons why you shouldn't go into a makom churva. One reason is mipnei chshad. People are going to be choshed you on being with a zona. Mipnei amapolis, it might fall on you. Sakana. Mipnei amazikin, the mazikin hang out. Shade them, whatever you understand that to be. So Rashi, just the Gemara goes on, Rashi explains there's a problem of yichud going into a makom churva. Because people are not going to frequent. No one walks into abandoned buildings. If you walk into an abandoned building, it's safe to say it's a makom yichud. That's the poskim right. So don't go to, I'm not sure it's so applicable to people going to abandoned buildings, but that's for sure one of the places that's considered a makom shel yichud. But a case that is more common is going into a park. A park where nobody's around. Let's say, I don't know, Cedarhurst Park at night, or Central Park at night, or place like that. So the Binyan Sion says that it seems that you don't have to necessarily be in a house to be, or car, enclosed area to be considered a makom yachid Makam Shayichud, he brings a raya from the Gemara and Megillah that Devorah, the Neviah, she sat under a tree where it was shady, a shady area, and that's considered a Makam Shel Yichud. So you don't need Dafka walls to be considered Makam Yichud. Even a park, especially at nighttime, would be a problem of Yichud as well. And then lastly, for another example of what's considered a Makam Shel Yichud, is a cemetery. There's a Gemara in Kedushin. All the Gemaras of Yichud are found to be in the Gemara in Kedushin, the last few blot, those are the sugis of Yichud. And the Gemara talks about whether going to base kvaros, going to cemetery, is going to be a problem. Could a man go with a woman to a cemetery? The Gemara at one point thinks they can. They're going to bury a baby in the cemetery, there's no problem of Yichud. So a certain maisa happened, and the people were nichshal, even though they were going to bury a child. So they said, going to Beis Kvaros will also be a problem of Yichud. That too, no one goes, no one frequents a Beis Kvaros. That would be a third place, would be Makam Yichud Shal Yichud. So again, those three examples are a Makam Churva, a Sadeh, a park, and a Beis Kvaros. So I guess the time's up now. Maybe we'll make a couple series if people want more of this. There's a lot more to talk about. I only got to the basics. How many men, how many women, and other heterim as well. Maybe we'll save that for next topic.